This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Bruce Dixon of the Anytime Anywhere Learning Foundation, who's here in Toronto at the Exploring Contemporary Pedagogies for Teaching and Learning in a Technology-Rich World, hosted by the Canadian Education Association. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Bruce.
It's my pleasure.
A fascinating discussion this morning about envisioning the 21 principles that you've put together with this foundation and making it happen in Canadian classrooms and beyond. And there are many challenges. And are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. The organization, I represent two organizations. Anytime Anywhere Learning Foundation is about what ubiquitous access to technology enables for all kids. And along the way, people have obviously got us involved in helping make that happen and building strategy for policy and government heads. But adjunct to that is the work I do at Ideas Lab, which is a lot of what we've been talking about here today. And with my colleague, Richard Olson, who's the assistant director, and Sophia Pardo, who works in research with us, we've been working around these notions of the principles of contemporary learning based around what we know about the learning, modern learning environment, and how does that impact on the learner in a technology-rich world. The problem we've got is that too many of us think of compromised access, occasional part-time access that students have in too many schools. What we're trying to focus on at Ideas Lab is, you know, what does a technology-rich learning environment mean for young learners? How can we learn from the way that they are learning? And what are the implications for schools, for teachers, for policy heads and government?
Now, you referenced Dr. Seymour Papert, someone I had the honor of interviewing when I was completing my master's at Pepperdine. So he had an impact on you, and you referenced him a little bit this morning.
Yeah, frankly, all of our work in educational computing is based around the pioneering thinking of people like Seymour and also Alan Kay and others. And, Professor Papert was really the visionary who back in 1968 realised that the benefits for young people if every child had access to their own personal portable computer. And, it was his early work that I think drove a number of people to believe this was possible. And then into 1989, 1990, I worked with a school in Melbourne, Australia, where 200-year five and six girls from Methodist Ladies College were the first people in the world to realise his vision for that. And since then, it's grown to about 18 to 19 million students worldwide in K-12 across an enormous range of countries that now are making this possible. And that growth now is exponential, inevitable, and people realise that it's something that they have to embrace. And both, whether it's Australia, Canada, or countries like Uruguay, Portugal, Argentina, are all now realizing they have an obligation to young people to provide them with the learning medium of their time.
And they're leapfrogging in many respects.
Yeah, they are. Countries like Uruguay and Portugal, even the state of Maine, realised that to go down the path that other states or other countries were going down, it was going to take too long and they were going to be left behind. So they took the decision to leapfrog.